My name is Clement, Father Clement Padathi Parambil. Presently, I am the Coordinator General of the Syro Malabar Faithful in Europe. Okay. We have an apostolic visitation, and the apostolic visitator is Bishop Stephen Chirapanath. And I am his Coordinator General. We have more than 150 communities all over in Europe.
And in fact, the Syro Malabar Church is the second largest Eastern Sui Iuris Church.
There you are.
In union with the Holy Father.
There you are.
Just recently, in the past few days, the Synod of Bishops elected a new major archbishop, the head and father of your church.
This election
was confirmed by our Holy Father, Pope Francis.
Yeah.
However, a lot of people may not know a great deal about the Syro Malabar Church. So could you tell us just a little bit about what's distinctive about your church and community?
Syro Malabar Church is a Sui Iuris Church. It is an autonomous church which has its own history, its own liturgy, its own spirituality, tradition, theology, and of course, with communion with all the Oriental churches, we have the canonical discipline. And it is a church, it is a missionary church, and also it is a migrant church, because one-third of the Syro Malabar Catholics are outside Kerala, where it originated because of the preachings of St. Thomas the Apostle. And according to a recent statistics, almost 5 million Catholics are there in the Syro Malabar Catholic Church. We have more eparchies or dioceses outside Kerala and even outside India. You can see very well in Chicago, in USA, in UK, Great Britain. Then we have in Canada, Mississauga. Then in Australia, we have in Melbourne. And presently in Europe, we have an apostolic visitation. So it is in the process of growth to a autonomous situation, or what to say, to have an ecclesiastical circumscription. So we are expecting for that. And we have a recent good glad tidings of a new major archbishop, Mar Raphael Tuttle. His Eminence Cardinal George Alan Cherry was the past major archbishop, the major archbishop emeritus. And there has been a great progress during his ministry for the Syro Malabar Catholic Church. And before that was Cardinal Worki Vidayathil. He also has done marvelous contributions to the Syro Malabar Catholic Church. Before that, we have Cardinal Anthony Padira with Pontifical Delegate Mar Abraham Katumana. And it was a great flourishing community since the erection of the Syro Malabar Church as the Sui Iuris Major Archiepiscopal Church.
Can you talk to us a little bit about some of the hopes that you have for the church and some of the challenges that are facing the church in this moment in history?
Of course, we have a lot of things to say, because wherever I go, especially I was in Ireland for the last 5 years. Presently, for the past 1 year, I'm here in Italy, moving to different places, especially in Germany. There is a huge influx of migrants, and even to Ireland, and even the Eastern European countries, where we have a lot of students coming to Latvia, Georgia, Armenia, and all these places. Of course, there were students in Ukraine, and during the war, they all got back to India. So presently, there is a huge influx of migrants, especially the students who want to do their higher studies. Actually, it is a tough task for the Syro Malabar Church to care the migrant church. And regarding what I said about the missionary church, outside Kerala, especially in the North India, we have a lot of migrant people, as well as we have a lot of missionaries working in different parts of India. And even a lot of missionaries from our church, like the Latin Church, have gone to different parts of the world, working in the Latin congregations, Latin religious institutes as religious sisters and brothers and priests. So I'm very proud of Syro-Malabar Catholic Church, which has its origin back 52 AD when St. Thomas preached good news to us.
And on that note, can you talk a little bit about the relationship between the Syro-Malabar Church and the other Catholic churches and the Latin Church?
Of course, in Kerala, we have a communion of different churches. We have Latin diocese and we have Syro-Malangara diocese. So these churches grow in communion. We have a Kerala Catholic Bishops Council for they have meetings on different occasions and they gather for different common issues if there are. And also they have periodical meetings. Same with the Catholic Bishops Conference of India also. There also we gather, the bishops gather, and also we have different departments. As we have the dicasteries in Vatican, we also have different departments for the sake of evangelization, for faith, for charity, for media, everything. So we can see in India itself the community of different churches, especially the Latin Church, the Syro-Malangara Church, which was rejoined in 1930 under the presidency or under the leadership of Mar Ivanios. Now it is also a major archiepiscopal church, which has its head Basilius Mar Klimis, his eminence or his beatitude. So we know and we feel the presence of communion of churches in Kerala itself. And that historical arena or realm has inspired our missionaries to go to any place at any time, irrespective of the place, caste, creed, or religion, they can move. That is what I see in the missionaries of Syro-Malabar people, or Syro-Malabar priests and religious especially.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
With regard to the recent election of a major archbishop, the head and father of our Syro-Malabar Church, Mar Raphael Tuttle. He is the head. Head is the one who leads the people and deal the people. And I think we have elected by the grace of the Holy Spirit, the Synodal Fathers, this great personality. And he is the father of the church. Father is one who cares and who shares and who pray. And I am very happy that he will do that thing. He has got vast ecclesial experience as a priest, as a bishop, because I know he was an assistant parish priest in one of the parishes. Mm-hmm. Later, he was in the minor seminary as vice rector and procurator and prefect and so on. And he was rector of a major seminary. He was an ecclesiastical advisor of a Jesus Youth Movement. Mm-hmm. He was the manager of a college, St. Thomas College. He was vice chancellor, chancellor, adjutant judicial vicar, Syncellus, proto-Syncellus, auxiliary bishop, bishop. And he has gone to the various stages of the church offices. And he was an auxiliary bishop and he was a bishop to a missionary diocese of Shamshabad. So with this vast ecclesial experience, he can guide the Syro-Malabar Church amidst all the trials and tribulations, the pains and panics and fret and frustrations. And I'm very happy that he is coming from the Archdiocese of Trichur. And I belong to the Diocese of Irinchalakuda. And St. Thomas landed in Kudungallur. The cradle of Christian faith is in the metropolitan province of Trichur. And he is from the place Trichur. And I'm very happy that we have a good father and head. And his name is Raphael. Raphael, you know, God of healing. Mm-hmm. He can heal the wounds of the people. He is a person who moves according to Pope Francis' way, synodal way, communion, participation, and mission. He's a person of listening, a man of patient listening. A patient listening is perfect perfume of communication. And he enjoys going to meet the people, meet the priests, meet the religious, meet the sick, meet the poor. He's a good orator. He's a good preacher.
Okay.
He has, in fact, given a retreat to me when I was in the second year of my seminary. I still remember that. So I'm very happy that Bishop Tuttle is the head and father of Syro Malabar Catholic Church. And this church has a lot of things to do for the Universal Church, especially in the ministry of mission, in the ministry of migration. And hope everything will be clear in the fullness of time, as God wishes. And I pray for him, and I pray for the Syro Malabar Catholic Church, and I pray for the whole Universal Church, especially for Pope Francis, to guide our church in communion and fellowship. He has asked Bishop Tuttle to be very, very connected to the poor and those who are in need, so that we see the heart of a pastor in Pope Francis. And I think Bishop Raphael Tuttle is also a person who can take care of the poor and the needy, and who can heal the wounds of the people. That is my observation and experience about Bishop Mar Raphael Tuttle. He has visited almost all the migrant community all over the world of Syro Malabar just already, and also the missionary places in India also. So he has a lot of experience in the field of migration, in the field of mission, and in the field of the church of origin where we are, Kerala.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Father.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.